ask Catherine. We have several questions. One very interesting question we responded to in the Precious Metals Market Report. I had Franklin address it. We've been going around on email about this. We had a subscriber report that their bank had sent them a letter prohibiting them to store money and 90% silver, which is legal tender, in their safe deposit box, considering it money laundering. So the question was that they didn't want to keep it at home for very good reasons. And the question is, where could they get a depository? Franklin described two depositories he trusts on the East Coast, one in Connecticut, one in Delaware. If any subscribers want recommendations in other areas, we're happy to do some digging. If you want to know more about some of the issues related to depositories, listen to that interview, as well as we have a special report. You can link to it from the Resource Center on options for storing precious metals. And back in the Precious Metals Archive Library, we have interviews with Franklin on how to store things safely for those of you who want to consider storing at home. Clearly, the subscriber in question needs to find another bank. At the bank intimate page at Solari, we describe the process of finding a new bank. I'm a person who's blessed with the world's greatest bank. I love my bank. And what I will tell you is, if you can find a great local bank with wonderful people who you trust, it makes an enormous difference to your life, particularly if you have a small business. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be able to turn to all the people helping me and say, you know, do this, do that, and turn them loose on the bank and the bank on them. So check, if you don't have a bank or a credit union that you really love, check out the bank intimate page at Solari. One response from a subscriber: thanks for being so grounded. There are astronomical amounts of disinformation out there coming from every angle. It is refreshing to go back through your past reports to find that your predictions are stable and consistent throughout. Well, gee, thank you for saying that. We try very hard to stick with reality, and given the uncertainty, it's not always easy to do. So I'm glad to see that if you're going back through the archives, it feels and sounds that way. Another comment, question from a subscriber: you likely have seen this already, but just in case it was overlooked, have you seen, quote, "Want Your Mind Blown" on YouTube, question mark? Mr. Global made $40 billion on put options for 9/11, and Rothschild controls $400 trillion, half the world's assets, per the documentary. Please don't believe this stuff. First of all, let's just take 9/11, because we have a number of commentators been on the sort of internet talking about the airline put options during 9/11. Whatever happened with the airline trading and trading in the airline stocks or the related puts on 9/11 was absolutely small potatoes compared to the real insider trading. The real action was in the currency and long bond market, probably including derivatives, and the relaxation on monetary policy. And there were many other things. I had an article I wrote at one point called "Cui Bono 9/11, and I go through the top 20 ways people made money on it. But I assure you, the whatever happened on the airline stocks and related put options was small potato. I've heard the presentations on this stuff that have come out recently. I think they're modified hangouts. I think they're a distraction. They take you away from the deeper game. The notion that half the assets are controlled by the Rothschild family, just don't believe it. If there is a trust managing this planet, so I'm not saying the possibility of, one centralized authority controlling a major portion of the assets, is that theoretically possible? Yes, it's theoretically possible, but I assure you it's not controlled by one family completely through inheritance. It would happen in a fact pattern where essentially the moon is a Death Star, and the people who control the Death Star, and whatever the UFOs are flying around the planet, have the ability to harvest the financial system in a way that is very centralizing. So, this is a planet where the financial system is ultimately run by force, which is why the most important question we can ask or answer is, who controls the space around us, and what are the space weapons in that space, and how do they control? If you can answer that question, you can start to understand our governance system. I've spent my whole life trying to understand the governance system on planet Earth. I don't. That's why we're coming together and gathering in this secret space conference. in June, it's really, you know, to go at the very heart of what is the governance system and why are the people leading behaving the way they're behaving? The answer is we do not know. It's very easy for, you know, we all want certainty, and it's very easy to buy into these kinds of oversimplified things. I call them adult fairy tales. They give you certainty, and they mislead you into places that really doesn't capture the reality of what's happening.